With the growth around here, in fact, around Texas, we've seen lots and lots of big single-family communities that have been developed, and they all seem to have a twist. There's a different angle, different amenity. But I think one of the most intriguing is this big crystal lagoon, which in essence, to me, is a gigantic, there's the world, like the world's biggest swimming pool. The people who brought the first one to Texas, at least financed it anyway, and about to do another big one are Tres Capital. John Hutchinson is the president of Tres Capital Texas. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So, I mean, that's a lot better than having the whole thing built around the world's largest washateria or
Right.
whatever.
Well, it's a great amenity.
But so tell me how it works. So, first of all, tell me about the first one you built.
Well, the first one that we financed was in Northeast Houston in the Balmoral community. It was developed by Lan Tejas. It's a large single-family lot developer in Houston. It's been in business about 25 years.
So give me a sense of scale of how big
That
these
one, well, that was a sort of a test. The owner of Lan Tejas, El Brendi, wanted to see if buyers of homes and the builders of of the homes would have the reaction that he hoped. Would they flock to buy the homes? Would the builders be willing to pay a little more for their lots? Because it's a great amenity, but it is an expensive amenity. And it had the reaction that he wanted. Home sales increased. The builders were willing to pay more for their lots. The home buyers were willing to pay more for their homes. So then Lan Tejas then decided to do another Crystal Lagoon in a project that's going to be called Lago Mar in Texas City on Highway 45, between Houston and Galveston. That one will be 12 acres. So it's going to be a big one.
12 acres is
Yeah.
gigantic.
Now, the biggest one in the United States is being built at the Wynn Hotel. They've torn up their golf course and are putting in, I think, another one or two hotel buildings, and they're building a 25-acre Crystal Lagoon. Now, Crystal Lagoons were late to come to the United States. They've been built all over the world.
This is
Dubai
Chilean, right?
Started in Chile, yes, it did. Right, and on the coast where the water's too cold and the currents are too treacherous for people to swim, the developer built a Crystal Lagoon to amenitize a condominium community, five or six condominium buildings. And it was a fellow biochemist who created the technology. And a lot of it is done by satellite, and they control the equipment at each of the Crystal Lagoons. But hundreds of them have been built around the world. It was late coming to the United States because I think the regulators had trouble with the fact that it wasn't chlorinated. And was
Oh,
would
it's
it
not
No, it's not
chlorinated.
chlorinated. There's no chlorine. It uses very little chemicals, and it's done through some osmosis process that takes the particles that would otherwise be in the water, gets them to sort of coagulate, fall to the bottom, and then they every day they have a at night when nobody's using it, they have this massive vacuum cleaner that goes along the bottom and vacuums up all the particles. So, and the water is crystal clear, blue, and it stays that way. It's amazing technology.
It is amazing. Well, what about, I mean, building one in Texas, wonder what their experience was of the stuff just sort of evaporating out. I can imagine,
Well,
in July and August, you have to replace a lot of water.
that may be. They've built them in Dubai, so if they can build them in Dubai, you think they can build them successfully in Texas.
So you've worked, your history is with Ryland and you big single family homes and with Hillwood and others. How did Tres Capital get in the position of, financing something like this?
Well, Trez was formed 21 years ago by Morley Green, and I met in Vancouver, and I'm Canada, and I met Morley back in 1994 when I was with Perry Homes, and we worked on opposite sides on a project in San Antonio, and we became friends. And when I was going to leave Ryland, I called Morley. We had talked about doing business over the years, and we formed a partnership and started loaning money into the Texas market in 2010, which, as you may recall, was not a very robust market. There was very desperate need for capital. So we saw the opportunity, started making loans, and it's really, it's grown exponentially from there.
I would imagine. So what's the state of the business right now? I mean, we hear talk about, a slowdown. I look at some of the anecdotal information. In fact, there was just one out from the National Association of Home Builders on sentiment, and it seemed to be cooling a bit. that's a national trend. Is the region, are we still an exception?
I believe so. Our focus at Trez is on the cities that have high population growth and high job growth. And, you know, all the cities in Texas, the major cities, fall into that category. Dallas, I mean, it was just reported last week that Dallas-Fort Worth leads the country in migration. It was number one last year. We are a bit of an exception. We have again, another year of tremendous job growth, probably another 100,000 jobs. You've seen announcements recently, McKesson, the Amazon facility out at the airport, at Alliance Airport. You can, you know, every day you pick up the paper and there's a relocation here.
But you have a competition that you didn't used to have back when you were, you know, in the early 90s and everything else. You were here. This was a single family community area, and now all of a sudden this area has embraced multifamily like never before in our history anyway.
Well, that's happening really all across the country. Any stigma that might have been attached to renting, I think, has been removed. It's more common now.
Well, but even condominiums. I mean, you couldn't give away condominiums that were built. And the only one I can think of that was successful early on was 3525 down on Turtle Creek. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the Athena and Preston Towers and some of the other ones were built all went through bankruptcy because nobody'd buy the things.
Well, it's become condominiums are becoming more common, but it's still not the preferred. They can still buy a home relatively close in, so they're not as common to buy a condo. Yeah. Condos are more common actually in Houston, and they're very common in Canada, where my partner is. I mean, they want densification up there, so they really force you to build high rises. But here it's single family, multifamily, some condominiums, but. We finance a lot of multifamily. We like the multifamily business as well.
So what's the next big thing for you? I guess this gigantic 12-acre lagoon is certainly there, but are you working on some things that have yet to be announced? Is it still active?
Well, absolutely. We're very active. One of the things that we're very active in is loaning on these to a developer called Next Metro, who develops single-story detached multifamily.
Wait a minute, single-story detached
multifamily.
So it looks, it kind of feels like a house.
It looks like little cottages, and they're usually in a gated community with some amenities.
Are these like two-bedroom places or?
Well, the one bedrooms, they're ones, twos, and threes. The one bedrooms are duplexes. The two bedrooms and three bedrooms are totally detached. They have no common walls with anybody. There's nothing above them. There's nothing below them. There's nothing adjoining them.
And I'm sorry. So these are for sale or for rental?
For rent.
And where are they?
They started testing this product in Tucson, Arizona. It was very successful. They went to Phoenix. We have financed with them in Phoenix. They have built two here. One is in Plano. One is in McKinney. Those are both completed. We financed one for them in Grand Prairie that is under construction over where the IKEA is in Grand Prairie there on the George
in
Bush.
The set, yeah.
And they've been very well received. It is very popular. It's rent is above what a garden apartment rent would be, but it's below what you would find in a luxury apartment or one that has a parking garage, structured parking type apartment.
Yeah, you proved to me that this is a dynamic business. I mean, it is still changing. There are new things under the sun.
Oh, absolutely. And they cannot buy multifamily land because their density is only about 10 to 12 units per acre. And if multifamily land is usually zoned for more than that, and
right.
The seller's going to want more than what they can pay. They usually take commercial land and rezone it, and it's been very well received by the cities in which they've built these projects or wanted to build the projects. The other thing that's going on is it's similar to that. It's kind of the first cousin of what Next Metro is doing. It's build to rent, single family, where an entire neighborhood of homes is built and they're all rented. It could be 100, 150 homes. We're financing one down in Houston. That will be in a community of about 100, and it's in a large master plan community, But the pod that we're involved with, it'll have 102 homes. They'll all be for rent. It's managed like you would an apartment project. They have a model home, and they have they maintain the exteriors of the yards, and they maintain the units. So if somebody moves in, it's just like living in an apartment, but you have a single family home that you're living in.
You got to adapt. John Hutchinson, president of Trez Capital Texas, financing a lot of interesting things around here. Thanks for coming by. It's good to be with you.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.